Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And I am very, very pleased to welcome back to our studios Bill Haney, the owner and producer of Theater by the Sea. Bill, it's so good to see you in person.
Oh my God, Mike, it's been an adventure, let's just say, but it is so good. When I walked in, I go, it seems like yesterday.
It does.
Honest to God.
Here we go. We've been doing this for many, many years, and normally we're together 6 or 7 times in a season. This year, we missed all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first one out of the chute, and we have some great news to report.
I think so.
The theater is going to open a little, well, I don't want to say slowly, because it's probably going to open with a lot of excitement, but...
Yeah, it's going to open differently than it has in the past, and people know that these shows don't come on a bus or a truck, so we had to flip the season we flipped last year to this year, and now this year to next year for the 4-show season. We were able to pull off, because we've done it before, Mamma Mia, to bring it in this season, which is really going to be terrific to have a musical, you know, back on that stage and people in those seats. But we decided, since we got the news that everything was advanced by a month, we could open up in July. So we scrambled, and we're starting to book shows in July, and we'll tell you all about that whenever you're ready to hear it later
on.
Yeah,
we'll talk about the concerts that are coming, is I guess the easiest way to explain it. Mamma Mia is going to run August 18th through September 5th.
Yes.
And you can get tickets now online. So that'll be the normal musical shows that everybody's used to seeing there. But coming up before that, we have a series of concerts, 4 of them that are going to run in the month of July. And the first one is going to be Nicholas King. And then after that, we have Poppy Chaplin, and then Emily Luther, and then the fourth one is Liz Callaway. We'll talk about all of those individually. It's pretty exciting stuff, but let's get a little bit more on the property itself. Were you there last year?
I absolutely had to go there, not a lot, but several times, and it was really weird being there when the theater should have been open.
Yeah.
It was just weird. It's actually sad. Very sad. Mm-hmm. And always we had to have the confidence and that the theater will open again at some point. I don't think anybody thought this damn thing would last this long.
No.
But it did. But the great news is, and it really is, that the theater survived it. It's going to reopen. The best part about that is, because of our people, our patrons, our loyal Theater by the Sea subscribers. And if you can believe this, Mike, now we flipped this season twice now.
Right.
That 98% of our audience stuck with us.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
And the only reason that some didn't, because unfortunately some passed on, some got too old, and some moved to Florida, but 98% retained their tickets. Well, as you know, from many years of talking to me, it's like gold to have good seats at Theater by the Sea.
Sure.
And they don't want to give them up. And they said, as long as you're coming back, we'll wait. And I'm sure we'll see a lot of them. We already sold a lot of tickets to Mamma Mia, too, so they're already pre-sold from 2 years ago. We even added a week, I believe, because we're expecting an onslaught of people wanting to buy tickets to get to the theater to see a big Mamma Mia Broadway show.
Yeah, it's going to be great. That's going to be August 18th to September 5th. And when that time gets a little bit closer, we'll have you back
and have someone from Mamma Mia
with you. And we'll talk about that production. But now the individual concerts, and they're going to run, for example, the first one up is Nicholas King. Now, he's a name that's very well known in Rhode
Island. Yeah, I'm told, yes.
Yeah, he's been on, a gazillion things, The View, The Today Show, The Tonight Show, with Jay Leno. He's performed with all these different people.
Big time.
And he's kind of a...
Debbie Boone, Jennifer Holliday. And the thing I found out, that Liza Minnelli was his mentor, that he performed with her in her various dates way back when, who knows. And he was Chip on the original Broadway production of Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
He's had a very terrific career, and actually we're kind of lucky to get him. And I think when you bring somebody who's from the area, it's just a double terrific, because you've got somebody who's talented, really great, and people know him from being here.
That's right. And that's going to be Friday, July 9th, and Saturday, July 10th.
We anticipate a lot of tickets for that one.
So those tickets are also on the website. And the website is theaterbythesea.com. And they can even do it the old-fashioned way. They can call, right?
They can call, of course. But more importantly and more fun is in about 2 weeks, sometime in the middle of it, maybe a week after, whatever. But this month, Vinny is going to reopen the box office.
Okay.
So you can get out and see Vinny and just go there and do the experience what I did. The theater, as you know it in the summertime. It's just, it's such a great feeling, and especially if you know you're coming back this year to see something.
Oh, it's amazing. You walk up to the building. If there's anyone out there that hasn't been to the theater, this would be a great time to start.
Yeah.
You don't want to delay, because, you know, as they say, life is short.
Yeah.
You got to do
We've
these things.
That.
You
got to
learn that. Take those opportunities, and Theater by the Sea is certainly one of the hottest tickets in Southern New England, that's for sure.
This I know, because like I've told you before, the theater itself, it's another 98 number, and this is a weird coincidence now, but we run at a 98% season capacity, which means in the four shows for the summer season, we sell 98% of our seats. That's almost unheard of. Now, we are not a big theater with 500 seats, but still, to sell 98% of them in 12, 14, 15 weeks or whatever
it is, and
the other thing that happened, we've gotten a lot of the people that I just talked about that couldn't stay with us for whatever reasons I alluded to. We've gotten some amazing tickets back. Wow. We've gotten some amazing subscriber seats back.
I put my name on the list.
I told Vinny, swear to God, I said, Vinny, don't do anything with those tickets right now, because they're always going to sell. Because I think I've grabbed a couple myself, which is I'm told the best seats in the house, which are front row mezzanine in the middle.
Really?
somebody, for some reason, gave those up, and I said, I think I might want to keep those seats.
Wow.
But I'll fight some patron out there if they really want them, you know?
I mean, you and I have switched seats on occasion when I've been at
We have done that, absolutely.
Been at the premiere. And
Paul Mike goes, what's going on? He's like, just move, please, you know?
Well, let's get to some music. So we're going to listen to some performances by Nicholas King, give you a little insight to what kind of music will be coming to the theater. We'll do that. We'll listen to some various songs, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
Another long, hard day in the city, and it's only 5:15. A day of endless, friendless conferences with meetings in between. And now a sea of weary people, I'm determined to get through. Just dying to, just trying to get home to. First the box is blocked on the Madison, I can't even cross the street. As a parade of grumpy vendors bump their carts against my feet. The cabs are full, the sidewalks crammed, the bus is about to burst. And the IRT at rush hour, that's the worst. But Grand Central Station looms dead ahead for a guy who is doomed to roam. Grand Central Station's at its a prayer, and I'm almost there. If the heartbeat of the city could be crystallized in stone, if a place of constant motion had a stillness all its own, if this secular cathedral can inspire a guy like me, what a place it's got to be. Yes, Grand Central Station's New York to me, like St. Peter's is only Rome. Jam-packed with people, yet light as air. It's a palace where, when I get there, oh, I know I'm happy. with that ceiling full of stars. Past the gourmet shops and the chic boutiques and that best of oyster bars. It's the gateway to the world out there, as millions always knew. But right now, my whole world boils down to you. Only you, Grand Central Station, will send me there in a chariot of steel and chrome. I'm one of the thousands who twice each day find their grateful way. And tomorrow once more, I will ride that long track into the city I love, and then later right back. And I figure they might as well put up a plaque. Grand Central Station, relax. You're halfway.
Crazy for me. He's funny that way. Oh, now I haven't got a dollar and I can't save one red cent. But you know what? She doesn't holler. I'd live in her tent. I got a woman who's just so crazy for me. She's from another way. So I'd go here work and slave for me every day. So much, so much better off if I went away. Why should I bother? Why would I go? I'd be so unhappy without you, Liza. This kid who's crazy for me. He's funny. Well, not really funny. He's just sort of the best I've seen, the best I've heard. Man, you can believe my words. He's funny and sensational that way.
I'm sorry, it's all over now. When from the balcony, way up high, there suddenly came a mournful cry. Oh, Mr. Paganini, he's playing a rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you swing it? And if you can't swing it well, then you'll simply have to. Oot-ki-di-di-di-di, zap-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di
breathlessly wait. You're masterful, but time, come on and sling it. And
da 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 da
Theater by the Sea is coming back. Bill Haney is sitting here with me in the studio. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the new season after the long layoff of what's been happening with all of our lives. We're very happy that Theater by the Sea will be opening with some special concerts. We just talked about the first one that's going to open on July 9th. And that's going to be a Friday night with Nicholas King, and then Saturday night also with Nicholas King on July 10th. The next show up after that is a very well-known local artist, Poppy Chaplin. But before we talk about Poppy, I want to ask you, Bill, a few things about the property.
Sure.
You mentioned that you went back there. It was very weird to be there last summer when the theater wasn't open. But as we've said, the theater survived and things are going forward.
Yeah.
And I imagine you've probably grabbed a couple paintbrushes in the time since then.
Oh, I think that they'll be giving me one of those. I'm going there. They'll give me one, which I did the first time when I opened it up. I remember.
That's right.
Guy that the creator of Nonsense was upstairs asking, "Do you know where Bill Haney is?" And I had a paintbrush in my hand, and he goes, "Well, I'm Bill." He goes, "You're Bill Haney?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Didn't think I'd catch you painting a wall." I said, "Somebody has to do it."
They got to do it. Bill is a man of all
trades. I love it.
That's when you
really get your hands into it. No, the theater survived, which is very important. And, the beautiful grounds there. You could not lose those. And you could lose those by neglecting them.
Right.
So as part of surviving the 15 months, we had to keep certain things going. The heat in the wintertime so the pipes don't burst, the landscape so you don't ruin the situation, or the sprinkler system, whatever it is, and people to watch over the theater. But 15 months later, it's looking terrific. It's getting an amazing cleaning job right now. We've always kept it in good shape. So there wasn't, as long as we didn't ruin it in that amount of time, the only thing that suffered, which is amazing to me, the area outside the restaurant by the flagpole, that beautiful area?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's been torn up by whatever. And I'm told there were grubs that got in there. It looks like somebody went in there and took a machine and just ripped the entire thing up. They do some damage. So that's all we have to replant is that. All the perennials have come back. We are so lucky that it stayed okay.
It's such a beautiful area, the gazebo area where you can hang out before the show starts during intermission and get your favorite beverage,
if you will.
And then just a few steps away is the restaurant. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the restaurant this year is not going to open.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. It's really simple. We don't have enough events.
Right.
The four or five concerts, and we're going to book a few more concerts, to add to this. And the 2 or 3 week run of Mamma Mia doesn't really justify Tanya and Rich to open up the restaurant. It's a major undertaking for that short amount of time.
Right.
But they are coming back, and they're opening up the gazebo for your pre-show and intermission refreshments, as we just talked about. I told them, you've got my full permission to bring in some packaged, cookies or cheese trays.
I could open a hot dog stand.
I'll let you do it, because people want stuff. Well, I'm going to miss the restaurant,
right,
for sure.
Absolutely.
But the good news is, it's only for one season. It'll be back next year, along with the cabaret next year.
Right. The building is still there. Everything is in good shape. Well, I've had the privilege of performing with Poppy Chaplin before. She's a wonderful talent.
She's terrific. I love her. She did our cabaret host, if you remember.
Absolutely.
And she was my favorite, because they're all terrific,
but she was wonderful,
though. She has the best sense of humor, and I'm so glad it'll just be like an evening with Poppy.
Right. Now, she's appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's done all kinds
of things. She's done pretty good.
She is an excellent comedian, and that show is going to take place on Friday, July 16th.
Yep.
So that's the next one up. And then shortly after that, another Rhode Island-born star, Emily Luther, who has appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and The Voice and various other things. She's up next, right?
Yes, absolutely. And again, folks that are just so talented and are from the area, but have gone on to big things.
Right.
And when they come home, that is always so fantastic.
Right. That show will be Friday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. And we'll get to listen to a little of her music now as we go back to some easy listening by Emily Luther. We'll listen to those pieces and then be back with more of Bill.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. Where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get up. I'd rather stand tall than live on my knees, 'cause I am a dirty work, roll up your sleeves. Remember there's a war out there, so come prepared to fight. You never know where the road just might lead. Not everyone's gonna believe you. Even though they're wrong, don't prove them right.
I am a conqueror. Yes, I am a conqueror. Watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold,
and just like the moon stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently you find. 'Cause even the stars they burn, some even fall to the earth. We've got a lot to learn. God knows we're weathered. Now I won't give. Someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we've got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. To learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I've got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving.
Conducting Conversations is pleased to be talking about the return to Theater by the Sea. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney, the producer and owner of Theater by the Sea for many years now.
It's like 13, I think.
Wow, you're getting old, Bill.
Tell me about it.
What's going to happen when you reach 40?
I'm not even looking forward to that yet.
All right. So about 13 or so years as the owner and producer of Theater by the Sea, there's been some unbelievable productions there over the years. A lot of stars have crossed the stage. I've had the privilege of being in a few of the productions myself. It's always a pleasure to go back. I think I've seen every show since you've been back.
I don't think you missed any. If you missed any, it'd be one, and I don't think you did.
I don't think I've missed any shows since I haven't always been.
I wouldn't let you forget it,
actually.
I wouldn't let you forget it if you did. How's that?
I'm usually there on opening night. Yes. There was a couple, I think, that I had to go to a different time.
And do you remember you had trouble getting tickets or something at one point? Do you recall that?
I did. That's why I called you. I know a guy.
You know, Did it work for you? Did I get you in? They probably gave you my seats.
It wasn't you, it was Vinny.
That's the guy to know, I guess. Because well, Bill, can you give me tickets? I would say, just talk to Vinny. He's the master of that, you know.
Talk to Vinny.
But tell him I said it's okay.
There you go. All right. We've been talking about concerts that are coming up this year as the theater reopens. The big production, Mamma Mia, is going to run at the end of the summer, August 18th to September 5th. Tickets are available at theaterbythesea.com for that performance, which will be in the normal tradition of Theater by the Sea. But before that, there are several concerts. We talked about the first one, which is going to be Nicholas King, and that's on Friday, July 9th and 10th. And then the second one we talked about was Poppy Chaplin, and that's going to be on Friday, July 16th. And then we spoke about Emily Luther coming, and that's on July 23rd. We have one more that's on the website as of now to talk about, which is Liz Callaway. But before we talk about Liz coming in, a great singer and performer, anything else coming up that we might want to know about?
And keeping in mind, we just got this landed to us about 4 weeks ago that we could do all this stuff, but we're trying to get the Rats back, the Rat Pack.
Oh,
I talked to Sandy Hackett just yesterday, trying to get them back, and Harvey Robbins in his doo-wop situation. We're trying to get them back, and we're just reaching out there for things that we think will make sense, just to keep it lit as often and not lose any money, just make it work, and that's what we're going to do. So I always tell people, just keep watching that website, be on our mailing list. You'll get the announcements and the alerts as they come along. And subscribers always get first crack of the tickets.
I know. And both Sandy and Harvey have been guests on Conducting Conversations before.
Yes.
Harvey, I think, long before the theater was open. I'd been working with Harvey for a number of years because he's been around
for a while. Absolutely. He's a great guy.
Sandy Hackett and the Rat Pack was a marvelous, marvelous show. What an amazing talent.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Honest to God. And now we're just trying to, it's logistics now to see if he's going to be in the area because they're from California.
Right.
And but we think we're going to pull it off.
Yeah.
We really do. But again, keep an eye on the website, be on our email list, and you'll get notice, everybody.
There you go. All right, we have one more concert to talk about that you can buy tickets for on the website right now, which is going to be on July 31st, and that's a Saturday, July 31st. And Liz Callaway, an Emmy winner, a Tony nominee,
yes.
Very, very talented.
Extremely talented.
Been around for quite a while doing great shows. A
lot of Broadway shows. Terrific stuff. The original voice of Anastasia. And she's been in so many Broadway shows.
I know. Miss Saigon.
You were right. Three Musketeers. It's always a surprise to see. It's always a surprise to me to see some of these people's backgrounds and all the things, the big things that they have been in.
It's amazing.
And they get to come to Little Theater by the Sea.
Yeah, well, that's, Little Theater by the Sea where Marlon Brando performed.
Absolutely. They're exactly
Carol
right.
Channing
yes. And Mike Maino.
And Mike Maino. There you go. Right. We've all been there.
Yep.
My list is right there with his. All right. Well, we're going to listen to some music of Liz Callaway to close out the show. Bill, I want to thank you for coming in, stopping in, and giving everybody an update. And I look forward to getting back in the regular routine.
Absolutely.
Where we talk about the shows.
You and me both. I look forward to that.
All right. Thank you,
Mike.
Thank you, Bill. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Heart, don't fail me now. Courage, don't desert me. Don't turn back now that we're here. People always say life is full of choices. No one ever mentions fear or how the world can seem so vast. On a journey to the past. Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting. Years of dreams just can't be wrong. Arms will open wide, I'll be safe and wanted, finally home where I was on to find my future, things my heart still needs to know. Yes, let this be a sign, let this road be mine, let it lead me to my past and bring me home at last.
Oh.
the world when I was all locked up inside. You reached out your hand and took me on a magic carpet ride. Look at your smile and I could see the light shining everywhere. People like you don't come out of thin air.
Oh, Jasmine, you don't understand. There is so much that you don't see. Just think if you can, what growing up had to be like for me. Your father's a man who taught you who you are. Mine was never there. So how can you say I don't come out of thin air? There's so much I want to know.
You've got the chance to learn.
If it means I'd have to go,
I'll be right here when you return. Our wedding can wait.
I love you.
I think it's worth this small delay.
Maybe you're right.
And won't it be great to have your father see our wedding day?
I've waited so long.
It isn't
long
too late
to learn the truth.
And now at last we can finally say your father is really there.
There's so much that we might share.
And you'll finally learn you
don't come out of thin air.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.